So I want to speak just a bit more about thoughts. So consider that this is a verse from the Udana. It goes like this. Little thoughts, subtle thoughts, when followed, stir up the heart. Citta, by the way. Not comprehending the thoughts of the heart, one runs here and there, the mind out of control. But comprehending the thoughts of the heart, one who is ardent, mindful, restrains them. When, followed, they stir up the heart, one awakened lets them go without trace. So this is a verse about the citta. It has the word heart and mind and thoughts all wrapped up in there. And that's how it is. That's all present for us. But we can remember that in the Buddhist understanding, there isn't really a clear difference between the intellect and the emotions. Instead, we have the idea that the citta is undeveloped when it has a lot of discursive thought and reactive emotion going on, and it becomes more developed when it is filled with the Brahmaviharas, with skillful thought, and with other kinds of Dharma qualities, like the factors of awakening, for example. So it's just that the citta can be more obscured by this other stuff, or it can be more open and free. And we have the potential for both in our heart and mind. Notice also that in this verse, it says that the problem is that one doesn't comprehend the thoughts of the heart. It says, not comprehending the thoughts of the heart, one runs here and there, the mind out of control. So the issue is somehow that we haven't really comprehended what is going on. And nonetheless, based on the way the verse is, we're probably not going to be comprehending by thinking about it and really getting wrapped up in the analysis. This means comprehension, this kind of comprehension, is comprehension through directly knowing, through understanding what's going on with our own body, mind, heart in the moment. So this is an aspect actually of mindfulness, is the tool through which we can develop this kind of comprehension, and is fundamental to Dharma development, that we start to learn something about the way our heart and mind work. We're learning the laws of how these things operate, and then we can be more skillful with them. So when you catch yourself thinking, just in case that ever happens, you don't actually just have to immediately drop it and come back, although that is a very beautiful practice, and that's mostly what we did this morning. You can start to notice some things about what happens when we're having these thoughts of the heart, if you will. So you can notice, for example, that there's an effect in the body when we're thinking, and especially if you've been lost in thought for a long time, instead of thinking, oh, terrible, I was just gone for a long time, you can say, wow, I was gone for a long time. Now I really get to see very clearly the impact of thinking on the body, because thinking leaves traces in the body. It leaves traces of tension all down through the neck and the chest and the belly and so forth. And so if you've been thinking for a while, especially if it was one of these long discursive thought trails, take a moment to notice what your body feels like. Notice if there's been some impact from how it was before. And that's just how it is. You just notice the cause and the effect. It's fine. There are also different kinds of thought. So this can start also to be part of our comprehension of thoughts of the heart. Is that some thoughts are very light, and actually as soon as you notice that you're starting to think, they just vanish. Not much to that thought. There are other thoughts that are very, very sticky, and every time we have that thought, we get sucked right into it, and we're not sure we're ever going to be mindful of that thought. Don't worry about it. We've all got some of those too. And then there are some thoughts that are kind of in the middle, where if we're mindful, we can actually watch that thought unfold a little bit. And we can see that, okay, let's see. First, when I think about my sister, the next thing that happens is I think this, and then I feel this, and then I have this in my body. And you can watch those things unfold for a little bit of time. And those are really interesting. So there we're really seeing how thought and emotion and body sensation are a unified whole that are kind of interacting and impacting each other. And we can also notice that some thoughts are words. Many thoughts are words. A lot of people think in words. Some thoughts are more like images. For some people, it's more images than words. You might have different ways. It's fine. It's just different. Some thoughts are very surface level, like the thoughts that wander around your mind as you're making lunch, or sometimes they're just kind of informational, like, oh, it looks like the water's boiling now, you know, something like that, that can form as a thought in the mind. Those are pretty surface level. There are some deeper thoughts, like we're sitting in meditation and we notice that underneath we've got some thought that's going, I'm really worried about my financial situation, or something even Dharma related, like, you know, oh, I wonder if this is the beginning of concentration, you know, some little thought about that, or how does that Dharma teaching, you know, relate, or is this the citta that I'm feeling? So these are a little bit deeper thoughts about the Dharma, thoughts about what's happening in the immediate moment. Some are very fast, some are slower. So I don't want you to get caught up in all of this, and I hope you're not taking frantic notes and now you're going to try to categorize all your thoughts. But I say it mostly because this is a vast terrain, and you know, labeling something as a thought is perfectly fine, but thought is sort of complex and multi-layered and wrapped in with other parts of things. So if you're, it's also maybe meant that if you've been struggling with thought for years and years in your practice, now you know why. It's all wrapped up through your body, mind, etc. And thinking is normal. It's the function of the mind. That's what it does. Just like eyes see and ears hear, the mind thinks. So that's what it does. So, you know, we don't want to be thinking of thoughts as only one thing. They're all bad. I need to get rid of them. When is it going to be quiet in my mind? All of that is largely not so important as having this comprehension, this willingness to be with the way the mind functions. That is actually what's going to settle it down. So, yeah, so with that as kind of a introduction to this aspect of our heart mind and the encouragement from the Buddha that we heard in the verse of comprehending our thoughts of the heart, but also not following them, not following the ones that stir us up. It says, when followed, if they stir up the heart, one awakened lets them go without trace. So being willing to let go of the ones that are going to stir us up. If it's not stirring you up, that's okay. You can keep it. Later, we'll find that all thoughts have some agitating effect, but at least when we first sit down, there are thoughts that can calm the mind. Thoughts about the breath, thoughts about wanting to be more at peace, thoughts about the body sensations. These can be used to gently bring the mind more into the present moment. So starting to have some discernment about our thoughts, which ones are useful, which ones are not, and how to reduce the intensity to a manageable level. So